Right, I'd like to add my welcome to David's. It's really good to see you here today, particularly if you're new to us. Really glad that you can be with us. Thank you for joining us today. I'm very excited about today. Something new for us. We've not done this before, well, not in my time at Barkham, which is we are going to be making one of these. Okay, we're going to be making one of these. It's called a Christingle, and we're going to be doing this together today. These Christingles have been around for a long time. I've been looking into it this week. I've learned things I didn't know before. That 250 years ago, there was a church minister called Johannes in Germany, and he wanted to think of a really simple way of explaining the Christmas message and the Christian message. And so he came up with this thing. He came up with the Christingle. So the way it's going to work is we're all going to have a chance to make one in the service. Okay, all of us, we definitely want all the children to have one, but I think we've got enough for everyone. It'd be lovely if every household went home with a Christingle today. Otherwise, basically, I'm eating oranges till Easter. So if you could help out with that and we can all take part, that will be great. How it's going to work is we're going to build our Christingles bit by bit, okay? And I've got a group of helpers who at different points are going to help hand out the different things that we need. And we're going to start now. So every Christingle starts with an orange. So I'm going to ask my helpers to come on out. Emma is going to play some Christmassy music while we do these bits. And once you've got an orange, I'll tell you what next. What I will tell you is that your orange, for reasons that will become clear later, has got a hole in it. You really want to keep that hole at the top. Okay, you really want to keep the hole at the top. If you don't want juice pouring out. That's why. Does everybody who wants an orange have an orange? Okay, yes, okay, it's not too late to change your mind, Okay, well, hopefully you can see someone nearby who's working on their orange as well. I'll just get out my orange. Here's my orange, okay? You know, I've been saying what a good year it is for fruit. Well, here's my orange. Actually, it's not an orange, but I thought this would be a bit bigger and it can help us as we think about what this is all about. So we start with an orange, and the orange represents the world. We live in an amazing world, don't we? And the more that we discover about our world, the more amazing that it is. But where did it come from? Well, the Bible tells us God made the world. God made the world. That's where it comes from. He made the world and everything in it. Now, there is a verse. We've got some verses on our service sheets today, which are going to show us where we learn these things from the Bible. And you can see the first one, it's from Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. These are words that are being proclaimed, the Bible says, loudly in heaven. And we're going to read them together. Let's say them together. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. Okay, so who made the world? God made the world. Why is the world here at all? Because God said so, literally, because he said so. So that's where we start. But did you notice, it didn't, that verse doesn't just say that God made the world, it says he created all things. He made all things. God made all things, which means that God made everything that we have. God made everything that we enjoy. All the good things we enjoy, they come from him. So the next stage of our Christingle is to, let me show you first, is to add, we're going to add four of these, okay? So you're going to have like a cocktail stick and then some sweets. And what you do is you put the sweets, you can probably put two sweets on your cocktail stick, and then you put them into the orange. So eventually, I'm going to show you. They're sticking out in four directions. And eventually, it should look something like that. Okay? So let's have the helpers out, if you can come and help. Everyone wants cocktail sticks. And then you'll need to get some sweets as well. What I will tell you is you'll know in your little pot, there are two kinds of sweets, okay? There are the kind of stripy ones that look a bit like that. And then there are kind of sort of jelly tots. And what we've discovered is that the stripy ones are really quite hard to get on the cocktail sticks. You might be able to spear one on the end, but the jelly tots are your friends, okay? So use the jelly tots. You might be able to get, if you can, accept the challenge to get one of these, the stripy ones on the end, then go for it. But a bit more music and carry on with your Christingle. So you've got four cocktail sticks and then two sweets each. Two sweets per stick. One of those, yeah. Good work, everyone. right, sorry, you're stuck with the hard ones. Particularly well done to those who accepted the challenge of the hard sweets. Really, it's quite difficult, isn't it? Well done if you managed to spear some of those. So we've got four cocktail sticks and then hopefully a sweet or two on each one. So what's that about? Well, the idea is that the four sticks represent the four seasons: spring, summer, autumn, and winter. And then the sweets are the different good things that God gives us at different times of the year. So you might imagine that each of the sweets stands for one good thing that you enjoy at a different time of year. So what do you enjoy in the springtime? Someone tell me. What kind of things do you enjoy? The flowers in the springtime. What about the summer? What do you love about the summer? Yeah? Going on holiday. Yes. What about the autumn? What's good about autumn? Anyone? The leaves, the beautiful golden leaves. Yes, and what about winter? What do we? I mean, it's really cold, isn't it? What do we like about winter? Snowball fights. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what else do we like about winter? You get to play cricket in the winter. Oh, no, right, yeah, that's right. Winter nets. Oh, no, football. Football in the winter. Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, we enjoy so many good things, don't we? All at different times of the year. And the Christingle reminds us where all those things come from. That God made the world and everything in it, all those good gifts. Should we read that verse again? I think that will help us. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. So God gave us all the good things we enjoy, and therefore he deserves all the praise and thanks, doesn't he? He deserves the praise and thanks because they come from him. We have to remember that when we enjoy good gifts. If you imagine on Christmas Day, a few weeks away, imagine that you're sitting down to enjoy an amazing Christmas lunch. There's lovely sort of turkey and potatoes and pigs in blankets and all the lovely things you enjoy. You wouldn't look at your food and say, oh, I thank you, turkey. You're the best. Praise you, potatoes. You're amazing. You wouldn't do that, would you? You would thank the person who had prepared your meal, who had made it for you. And God made everything. He made our world and all the good things we enjoy. He deserves all the praise and glory and honour. That doesn't always happen, doesn't it? We think more about that. Excuse me in a moment. But first we're going to sing. Sorry, we're going to sing about the God who made everything, our creator God who came into the world, Jesus Christ. You're the word of God the Father. With the music, let's stand and we'll sing. So, I hope you've all got your Christingle. So far, it reminds us that God is our loving creator. He made the world and everything in it, all the good things we enjoy, which means he deserves all the praise. But that's not how things are now, is it? We very easily forget God, or we ignore him, or we blame him when things go wrong. And although he made the world perfect, the world is not perfect now, is it? All kinds of bad things happen in our world. There's fighting, there are wars. We don't look after God's world. And there are all kinds of ways that we treat each other badly and we're selfish. Often we live in God's world, enjoying all of the good gifts he gave us, but we live as though he isn't there at all, which leaves us far away from him. The Bible says that's a little bit like being in the dark. We're living in the dark. And when you're in the dark, you can't find your way around at all, can you? I came here on Thursday evening because I knew that these new cushions had arrived. I wanted to see them. And when I arrived, it was pitch black. It was very dark. I couldn't see a thing. So, of course, I needed to turn on the lights so that I could see. Well, the next part of our Christingle is it's a light. It's a candle that you're going to place in the top of your orange. So here we go. So you're going to get a candle. This is what the hole is for. And you're going to put the candle in the orange like that. I need my helpers to come and distribute those. And we'll do that together now. So is everyone, if you're able, are you able to hold up your Christingle so I can see they've got candles? Yes. Oh, they really are taking shape. Good job, everyone. Very, very good. So why do we put a candle in the Christingle? Well, I wonder, have any of you had a birthday recently? Yes. Did you have a cake? And did you have candles on your cake? Yeah, that's right. So the birthday, you have candles, and well, at Christmas, in a way, we're remembering a birthday. We're remembering when Jesus was born. But actually, this candle is not to remind us of his birthday, but of something that Jesus said about himself. And we can see that, again, on our service sheet. Our next verse, let's read it. Tell you what, you join in with the words of Jesus. So it says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I'm going to light my candle. You can light yours at home later, okay? That's the idea. Just imagine. If I can, well, I say I'm going to light this one now, but, okay. So there we go. When you're in the darkness, you want a light, don't you, so that you can see. And Jesus said, he is the light that helps us to see clearly. He helps us to see different things. First, he helps us to see what God is like. That's brilliant, isn't it? Jesus shows us what God is like, so we can see what God is like. And that's great, isn't it? Because Jesus is amazing. Jesus is so powerful, but he's also so kind and loving. That's what God is like. So Jesus shows us what God is like, but he also shows us what we're like. And he shows us that we're not the people that we should be. You know, when you've got a bright light and you shine it into dark corners, you can often see dust and dirt, can't you? And Jesus shines a light on us and shows us the things that are wrong with us, the things we do and say and think that aren't what they should be, the things that cut us off from God. But Jesus is also a light who shows us the way back to God. He shows us the way back to God. If you have a light, you can see the way. And Jesus shows us the way out of darkness. You see that verse again? Whoever follows me, Jesus says, will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. We're going to think more about that in just a moment, but we're going to sing again. We're going to sing a Christmas carol now, a carol that takes us back to Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, but also tells us how in those dark streets, the everlasting light was shining because he had come. Jesus is the light of the world. We'll stand to sing. Take a seat. Right. So what have we seen so far from our Christingles? We've seen God is our loving creator. He made the world and everything in it, all the good things we enjoy. We've seen that Jesus came as the light of the world. Even though the world's in darkness, he came as the light of the world. Well, now we come to the final part of our Christingle, and that is you need to put some red tape around the middle of your orange. So I'm going to hand over to my helpers, and they're going to help to distribute the red tape. Everyone wants a piece of red tape stuck right around the middle of their orange, and then I'll tell you more about that in just a moment. Well done, everyone. Okay, so now you should have something looking a little bit like that, with the red tape around the middle of your orange. So what is the red tape for? Well, the red tape reminds us that Jesus came into the world to die for us. The tape is red. It's the same colour as blood, to remind us that Jesus came into the world to die for us on the cross. And our final Bible verse on the sheets tells us why he did that. It's from 1 Peter 3, verse 18. Let's read it together. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. So why did Jesus suffer and die for us on the cross? You can see it there in the middle of that verse, can't you? To bring you to God. That's why Jesus died, to save us, to bring us to God. You see, Jesus didn't. It's not that Jesus just lived a good life so that we could learn how to live. Jesus was the only one who ever lived a perfect life. He's the only one who always gave glory to God. He's the only one who ever deserved to live with God forever. We don't deserve that at all because of the ways that we ignore God. But Jesus went to the cross to die in our place. He died in our place so that we can be forgiven and be friends with God forever. Isn't that amazing? Jesus came to die for us, to save us, so we can be forgiven and be friends with God forever. Isn't that amazing? And isn't that something worth remembering? And hopefully our Christingles, when we take them home, light your candle, and help them to, let them remind you of what the Bible tells us. Because Jesus died for us, we can be friends with God. We can live in his wonderful world, enjoying his good gifts with thankful hearts. And we can follow Jesus, who is the light of the world. Well, I hope you've enjoyed making your Christingle. I hope they remind you of the good news of Christmas. We're going to pray about that now. Michael is going to lead us.